Dear devotees, every religion in this world wants you to get rid of bad qualities, at least from today, for the admission into the religion, which is practically impossible. The reason is that these bad qualities were grown like hills for the past millions of births. This small human life is insufficient even to move them, not to speak of removing them. People can control the bad qualities to some extent by their efforts. These bad qualities are frequently sparking in the minds of even the most pious sages. If one says that he is good and he is devoid of all the bad qualities, it is only cheating others, which in turn is cheating oneself. Due to this practically impossible condition for the religious admission, people have developed allergy towards any religion because the eligibility for admission is impractical. The religious preachers have confused the whole situation by fusing religion and spiritualism. Religion is the context of God to establish peace and justice in this world. In this context, you must control your bad qualities so that you will not disturb the peace of the world and justice, and will not harm any good person in this world. If you disturb the world by your bad qualities, God will punish you. But in this context, it is sufficient if you control the bad qualities, since you cannot remove them. The religion ends here. Some religions strictly end here without any spiritualism further. The spiritualism is the context in which you have to make efforts to reach God. In this context, you need not even control your bad qualities because God has no personal objection to your bad qualities. These bad qualities cannot be obstacles in any manner in this context. Moreover, when you turn these bad qualities towards God, they become your helpers. Any quality, whether good or bad, is created by God only to help you in reaching Him. If you realize the original aim of all these qualities, good or bad, why should you control these qualities which are with you as helpers? No fool controls his helpers. So, any quality, when involved in spiritualism, is used for its original aim, it becomes a good quality. When the qualities are not used for their original purpose, they become bad qualities. Therefore, whatever qualities turn towards the world are bad qualities. Our effort should be concentrated to achieve bhakti, which is the love on God, and not to remove or control the qualities. Bhakti is achieved and is grown by the knowledge of God. For example, you came to know that Bombay city exists. As you know the details of Bombay more and more, your desire to see the city becomes more and more. So knowledge is directly proportional to devotion. First Rukmini heard that there is a Lord Krishna on this earth. As she heard more and more about Lord Krishna from sage Narada, her love on Krishna increased enormously. Narada means he who gives knowledge. Due to bhakti, the Lord is attained. Gita says the same. Only by bhakti I am attained. Bhaktya tvananyaya labhyaha. The eligibility to enter Datta religion is that you should be a living being. Even animals and birds are eligible to reach God by love, irrespective of their qualities. Even serpent, spider, and the elephant got salvation in Sri Kalahasti. The serpent has all the bad qualities. God did not insist the serpent to get rid of all the bad qualities. Even if God says the serpent is unable to understand and put the efforts, when such a serpent is eligible, why not a bad man? All the people are depressed and dejected with the eligibility conditions stipulated by various religions. For example, if an institution stipulates the eligibility condition as that one should remove his head and come, nobody can be admitted. Similarly, the religions stipulate the removal of all the bad qualities, which is impossible. Only temporary control is possible, which is necessary for you to live in this world with peace. In Datta religion, we are stipulating this condition, which is possible. So in our Datta religion, the eligibility condition is that if your bad qualities do not disturb the world, the Lord has no personal objection to them and you need not even control them. Moreover, they will help you in the spiritualism. How to turn these bad qualities towards God and make them helpers in reaching the God? There are 6 bad qualities that are inherent in any living being since millions of births. They are lust, kama, anger, krodha, greediness, lobha, ego, mada, blind attraction, moha, and jealousy, matsarya. Anger, greediness, ego, and jealousy come under rajas quality. Lust and blind attraction come under tamas quality. I give you an example to divert your bad qualities towards the Lord, which can be used as powerful vehicles. For example, love in cinema songs can be diverted to the Lord by little change in words. Then, the powerful tune created sweet feelings in you is now a powerful vehicle to make you to reach the Lord. In a film song, Chura liya hai tumne jo dil ko, instead of the word sanam, replace it with hare. Now sing, Chura liya hai tumne jo dil ko, nazar nahi churana hare. All the sweetness of your mind is now on Lord Krishna, Vishnu. See how a person mad after cinema songs can become a powerful devotee in his own way without any change. He can sing this as his prayer, for which he need not put any effort by force. Your worship should be natural and spontaneous, which alone can be true. Bilhana, a poet, was thinking about his lover and he was walking. And his leg touched a sage on his way. The sage became very angry. Bilhana asked, "You are in the meditation for the Lord and I am in the meditation of my lover. I did not feel that I touched you. How could you feel the same?" The sage was pleased and said, "Your meditation is excellent, but the direction is wrong. Turn it towards Lord Krishna instead of your lover. You will reach the Lord faster than me." Bilhana became a saint and he turned his meditation towards Lord Krishna from that moment. All the good qualities like knowledge, kindness, etc. come under sattvam quality. So, sattvam is a good quality. Rajas and tamas are bad qualities. Rukmini stands for sattvam. Satyabhama stands for rajas quality. Radha stands for tamas quality. The intensity of love on the Lord increased in one after the other. Therefore, Rukmini, incarnation of Goddess Lakshmi, is given the position in his heart. Satyabhama, the incarnation of Goddess Earth, is kept on the mouth in Varaha incarnation, which is a higher position. Radha is given the highest position, that is Goloka, above his head. Lord gave the position not for the quality, but for the intensity of love, which increases the total cost. In fact, the qualities, if they are considered by their value, sattvam is greater than rajas and rajas is greater than tamas. Let the lust be concentrated on the beauty of the Lord. Let your blind attraction be only towards the Lord, irrespective of his behavior. Radha filled these 2 qualities with love on the Lord. Show your anger on the Lord for his delay in appearing. Become greedy in not spending your time and energy for the world. A greedy person does not spend even for his essential needs. Similarly, the highest devotee does not spend his time and energy even for his essential duties. Be proud that you are the devotee of the Lord. Become jealous, seeing the great devotees of the Lord, and intensify your efforts to reach the Lord. Satyabhama filled all these four qualities with love on the Lord. People often say that service to man is service to God. This is a very dangerous statement if it is not properly understood. Service does not mean simply by giving food, clothes, medicines, etc. to suffering poor and needy people. That poor person is suffering due to the punishment given by God due to his bad deeds. You have not seen his past deeds and you are showing sympathy on him at present. Your help is only temporary. Make him a devotee by imparting knowledge. Then the Lord will help him, and that help is permanent. So the word service should not be limited to donating food, etc. In such a case, after receiving your help, he may do sins which you might have to share. Since this is the work of the God, such service of yours becomes God's service. Donate knowledge and devotion even to the wealthy people. Poverty does not mean lack of money only. It means lack of knowledge and devotion also. Donation of food ends with this body. Without knowledge and devotion, you will fall in the cycle of births of animals permanently. Actually, the original sense of this statement is different. When the Lord comes in the human form, he appears as a man. You have to detect him by his inherent quality, and that is blissful knowledge. When you serve such a man, your service becomes God's service, because that man is God. When God is born as a man, called as Krishna, some people think that Krishna is a man and some others think that Krishna is God. So there is a controversy. God pervaded that man as current pervades a metallic wire. So both God and man coexist. Sri Shankaracharya discussed that particular context and concluded that though two are present, both become one and the same. Though wire and current are present, the wire is the current because the wire gives a shock wherever it is touched. Similarly, when God pervades the human body, that human body is the God. So touching Krishna is touching God. But people extrapolated this concept to every man and said, every man is God. When Shankara swallowed the molten lead and asked his disciples to swallow the same, they realized the truth. Shankara proved that he alone is God and not his disciples. If every man is already God, what is the use of all this sadhana, the effort? If you are already God, do you mean that God gets a salvation? Why did Prahlada not accept his father as God? Lord Narasimha killed Hiranyakashipu, Prahlada's father. If both of them are gods, then God killed God, which means God committed suicide. The ultimate God, Datta, appears as a pious scholar with all good qualities. Sometimes he appears as a person drinking wine and at times with a prostitute. The reason for such different and opposite qualities is that he is indicating that any person with good or bad qualities can reach him. The three faces of Lord Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva indicate Sattvam, Rajas and Tamas qualities respectively. This means that God is associated with all the qualities and therefore he is called Saguna Brahma. The word Saguna means all the qualities. Since Rajas and Tamas represent bad qualities, two-thirds are only bad qualities. It means that people with bad qualities are more in number. The fans of Lord Vishnu think that Vishnu is good because he is associated with Sattvam. Rajas is worse and Tamas is the worst. So they say that Vishnu is the best and highest. They think that Brahma is lower and Shiva is the worst god of demons. The God is one and the same, untouched by these three qualities. Gita says the same. Veda says that Vishnu is Brahma and also Shiva. Brahma cha Narayanaha, Shivascha Narayanaha. These three qualities are the three colored cloths of the same Lord. A person is not touched by the color of the cloth, and the color of the person is not affected. Sattvam is white, Rajas is red, and Tamas is black. So the color of Vishnu should be white, and the color of Shiva must be black. But the colors are interchanged. Vishnu is black, and Shiva is white. Shiva is sitting in meditation with good qualities. Vishnu is dancing with Gopikas, which is a bad quality. Now tell me, who is greater? So, Datta is the single God, present in all these three divine forms. He is not touched by any quality and is called as Nirguna Brahma. The colorless person is looking red or white or black due to the colors of his clothes. This form of Datta indicates that bhakti, that is devotion, is again untouched by good or bad qualities. Bhakti, that is love on God, appears to have the color of the quality, but it is always pure and colorless. So the person, whether good or bad, can reach God through good or bad path. When bhakti is present in the person and also present in the path, it is the driving force beyond good and bad qualities. Shiva with tamas as a bad god invites the bad demons in a bad path. Vishnu with sattvam as a good god invites all good angels through a good path. But remember one thing, Vishnu and Shiva are one and the same. A good person and a bad person reach the same God because their bhakti is one and the same. Demons are punished by God because they disturbed the peace. The three faces denote creation, administration, and destruction of this universe by one and the same God. Veda says that these are the three activities done by one and the same God called Parabrahma. So Datta is Parabrahma as per the Vedas. We have three gurus, Shankara, Ramanuja and Madhva. They are the incarnations of Shiva, Vishnu and Brahma respectively. This means that Datta came down as these three gurus. The voice of Datta, Sri Dattavani, is the single theory present in the commentaries of the three gurus. The devotion should be real and pure without aspiring anything in return from Datta. Suppose a beggar comes to you and praises you a lot. You are asking him to move away, but a guest is given all the comforts with special love. What is the difference between these two? The intention of the beggar is to get food from you, but the intention of a guest is to see and talk with you. Since the intention differs, the treatment differs. So, come to Datta as a guest. If your intention is only to love Datta, without aspiring anything in return, Datta will give everything to you as you are his guest. After entering into Datta religion, you will be imparted with knowledge, that is jnana, by Lord Datta directly, which will generate and also develop the devotion. This devotion should be real and selfless, which can be proved by karma phala tyaga only. Love on Lord Datta will make you attain him. The unique speciality here is that Datta donates himself to you and merges in you while you are alive. Datta means he who donates himself to you. In other religions, you are merging with God after death only. Datta religion is the water present in all the rivers, which are the religions, and also exists separately as devotion. All the rivers have to merge in the ocean. Datta Digambara means the actor himself who removed all the dresses of his roles and is present in his original form and natural dress. Datta Avadhuta means If you taste Datta, all your bonds in this world with all the people and all the things will be thrown away. Datta means he who donates himself in human form to undergo the sufferings of his deserving devotees. If you are ordered to pay fine by a judge, your father can pay that fine and can get you relieved from that punishment. Datta takes the human form for this purpose and undergoes sufferings totally. During the suffering, he should not use his power and avoid the experience of suffering. If he does so, it amounts to cheating the God of justice. To get the real experience of suffering, the human body he takes should follow all the rules of the nature. His suffering process is continuous from birth till he leaves this human body. During this continuous process, his human body is quickly damaged. When he gives divine visions, a high voltage current flows through his body, which further damages the body. You are associated with a few karma phalas only. But he is associated with several karma phalas of his devotees, continuing from several births. You can weep while suffering, but he should keep smiling. If he leaves the suffering, even for a minute, he is not Datta in that minute. But Datta remains Datta always. He is sitting on the thorny throne. You are seeing only the throne, but not the thorns. Datta is the practical aspect of God. God is infinite bliss. This is the theoretical aspect of Brahman. If you become Brahman, you have become Datta. The philosophers of Advaita, monism, are attracted by the theoretical aspect, that is Brahman. But once they come to know this practical aspect, they will like to remain in Dvaita, dualism only, as servants of Datta. Datta also means the God who is beyond vision, touch, conversation, and co-living. He gives all these four to the devotees by coming down in a human form and donates himself to his devotees. Why is India always suffering with poverty? The Indian scholars have developed several tricks to do karma phala tyaga and keep the fruit with themselves. For karma phala tyaga, both the human form of Lord and the money, that is karma phala, are required, like a paper and pen for a test. One intellectual way is to offer the food, that is karma phala, to a statue and then eat it as remains, but the God has not even eaten a grain. Another intellectual way is to say that every man is God, and the eating of food by a man is considered as eating by God. So you eat the food and say that God has eaten the food, and you say that you have done karma phala tyaga to the God. Such intellectual tricks result in storing all your karma phalas, that is the money, with yourself only. Like this, Indian scholars have covered their greediness by intellectual interpretations. The heart is full of love and the brain is full of intelligence. Indians have connected the brain to God and the heart to their family. It is reversed in the case of foreigners. Love results in karma phala tyaga only, but intelligence results in knowledge, praying, etc., without practical sacrifice. This brought poverty to India. When the wheat flour was blown away by the wind, an Indian scholar says, "I sacrifice this flour to the Lord." Let us take a foreigner. He earns, enjoys, and donates for God's cause. He will ask his child to earn and live after certain age. The family bonds of the foreigners are very weak compared to the Indians. Hence, huge love is stored in them without much diversion to the family bonds. Therefore, once they come to know about the Lord fully, they will jump with full intensity of love and devotion and do karma phala tyaga. They reach God quickly by their strong karma phala tyaga. He does not store even for his children due to such frankness and simplicity in his thoughts. God blessed almost all the foreign countries with a lot of wealth. However much knowledge may be rained in India, it does not come into practice. All the rain on loose soil goes down only. In foreign countries, when the knowledge is rained, it is converted into practice immediately. The rain on the rocky soil flows on the surface as a river and becomes useful for all the people. Even in the path of science, foreigners are practical people, whereas Indians are theorists. This is the psychology that is coming in the Indian tradition for the past several generations. God blessed Indians with a lot of intelligence and blessed foreigners with a lot of wealth. Gita says that in whatever path you approach the God, in that same path God approaches you. Ye yatha mam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamyaham. I have told this so that Indians rectify themselves and make India wealthy by Lord's grace. It is clear that even the Indian spiritual centers are grown by the sacrifice of foreign funds only. It is a shame to the devotees of India. The four dogs, sacrifice, work, that is karma sannyasa, of watching the feet of Datta. The cow along with Datta sacrifices its milk, that is karma phalatyaga, for the Lord, even avoiding its cough. Both karma sannyasa and karma phalatyaga put together is called karma yoga. Karma yoga is greater than mere karma sannyasa, as per the Gita, which is the service done to the propagation of knowledge and devotion by the Lord. Tayostu karma sannyasat karma yogo vishishyati is said in Gita. This is the only path to reach Datta. Today is Guru Purnima, indicating the full moon. Moon indicates mind. The full moon indicates the strongest mind, that is the strongest determination, as indicated by the word Purnima, which should be diverted to Guru Datta. You should direct all your love on Guru Datta. That can be proved only by karma phalatyaga, that is donating money, that is by offering Guru Dakshina. Lord appeared on Purnima day, so every full moon day is Guru Purnima. Guru Dakshina proves the real love on the God and not the pradakshina, that is moving around Guru Datta. Give Guru Datta on every Purnima that comes in every month. You give the Guru Dakshina to Guru Datta. Gita goes on stressing on karma phala tyaga by stating, do karma, do not aspire for the result and for the fruit. Surrender the fruit to me. In the first chapter of Yoga Vasishtham, even Lord Rama was asked to come with money to offer the Guru Dakshina. Vasishtha says, Dhanamarje Kakustha. The first mantra of the first Upanishad, Ishavasyam, says, the whole world is the wealth of the Lord. Take the minimum requirement. If you have taken more, return it back to the Lord. If you claim that the extra belongs to you have stolen the wealth of the Lord. The stolen money will bring you all the sufferings only. Guru Satchat Parabrahma. Guru means Sadguru, and he is Datta. He takes your sins through food and money, that is Guru Dakshina. You offer to him and he can get rid of your sins proportionately so that you will be happy and can do sadhana in this world. Sai told that the bread offered to him was their sins. 1 rupee Guru Dakshina of a poor man is equal to 1 lakh of a rich man. An individual is unable to do this, and so scholars do not take the meals and money from others. This is called Aparigraha Vratam. People never liked to act as priests for the same reason. No one has the patience and power to take the sins of others, and so people followed Vaishvadevam, which means not to take food or anything from others. Only Lord can do this. The Sadguru uses his energy obtained by taking the food offered by you in teaching knowledge. He also uses the money offered by you, that is Guru Dakshina, for the propagation of knowledge and devotion, to uplift all and in helping poor devotees. Due to this sacrifice, Sadguru is called Datta, which means sacrifice. ಉದ್ವೇಗರಹಿತ ಸಂತೋಷರಹಿತ ಶಾಂತಿ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಶ್ರೀದತ್ತ, ಶಾಂತಿ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಶ್ರೀದತ್ತ. ನಿಶ್ಚಲ ನಿರ್ಮಲ ತತ್ವಜ್ಞಾನಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಾರ ಜಗದಂತ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿ ಯೋಗಿ ರಾಜಗುರು ಪೀಠಾಧೀಶ ಅವಧೂತಾಖಿಲ ವಿಷಯ ಸ್ಪಂದ. ಉದ್ವೇಗರಹಿತ ಸಂತೋಷರಹಿತ ಶಾಂತಿ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಶ್ರೀದತ್ತ, ಶಾಂತಿ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಶ್ರೀದತ್ತ, ಶಾಂತಿ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಶ್ರೀದತ್ತ.